Okay, so how does the PAYE system works then? So every employee must pay tax on their earnings under the PAYE system. So under this system, there's two rates of tax. You've got your standard rate cutoff point, or your SRCOP, and this is a tax on earnings under a certain amount. So this amount will be decided by revenue, and it'll tell you how much you're going to be taxed at a standard rate, and usually that's the lower rate, so it could be maybe 20% up to 35,000. Then you got your higher rate standard, your higher rate tax, which is anything above that. So let's say your salary is 50,000. You'll be taxed at 35,000 on the standard rate and 15,000, which is above 35. So 50 take away 35 will give you the balance. That balance then will be charged at a higher rate, which is 41%. So what you need to do when you start is, when you start your employment, first is you need to register with revenue first using your PPSN. This is your personal public service number. So what you need to do, you need to go to Revenue Online, you need to create an account, and you need to enter your details about your employer. When that's done then, and it's sent in, the revenue then will assign you your correct tax bands. So that's going to be the standard rate cutoff point and the higher rate cutoff point. They'll give you tax credits. This is going to reduce the amount of tax you pay. So for example, you'll have tax credits as a single person, as a married person. You'll have other types of tax credits that we'll look at later on. And you will get your RPN, which is your revenue payroll notification. So the information that's contained in this is used by the employer to ensure that employees pay the correct rates of tax and that they receive the correct tax credits. So that's when you start your job. So during your employment then, so you can log on to your account that you've just created, and you can get up-to-date information on the taxes that you've paid. You can also check to make sure that you're paying your correct tax credits and tax rates are being applied by your employer. And at the end of the year, a statement will be available on your account, which includes details of all their pay and tax deductions from the employers. And that's usually called your P60, and it's very, very important. I'll go through different types of documents in another voiceover. And at the end of your employment then, so when you finish work, you will communicate the end date with revenue by going back onto your account online, saying when your date is finished. And the information is available to you about the new employer so that they can register the tax bands and the tax credits of the new employee, so you won't get paid emergency tax. So when you move into a job, if you don't have your tax bands and you don't have your tax credits, you're going to get emergency tax. And this is like 40%. So 40% of your pay, no matter what, will go to the revenue, but you can claim that back later on. So emergency tax is if an employer doesn't have the employee's PPS number or RPM number, it must impose emergency tax on the employer's income. If after 4 weeks the employer still does not have the required information, all income is taxed at a higher rate at 40%. So you don't really want that. You want to have some of your wage at 20%, some of your rates at 40%. Also then, the local welfare office, so that they can access relevant social welfare payments if needed. For example, job seekers allowance, okay, if you need to have that. So that's how the taxation works in Ireland.